Good evening, Dave. Good everybody. Good evening, everybody else. Quite the endeavor you got going there, Ron. It was just, I'm like, wow. Yeah, them 3D printers, them or something else, I did arouse my curiosity, but me and computers, yeah, it probably wouldn't be a good thing. But I had forgot about the net, and I just happened to look at my radio, and it wasn't, the volume wasn't turned up, but it was stopped on a 2.4 repeater, so I thought, oh, yeah, the net's on. But I tuned in just as you were talking about, or you're probably talking about for a minute or two anyways, but just at Kill Island. That's, I kind of like Jason Islands, the Iotas. Don't always do well, but just like, what was that last one? Was it last year, the year before, Dave? Way down in the southern hemisphere, was it? Yeah, I don't know if it was Heard Island. No, I don't think that was it. It was just a rocket. They had slight disasters with unloading stuff. Stuff went into the ocean, and so they weren't running with all their equipment. I can't remember. It was way, way down there. Just a rock. But I never did hear, I didn't even hear them. But I think the one before I did contact was Clipperton Islands, which is the second time I've contacted them. I got a QSL cards from them from when somebody was there, God, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, 10, 20 years ago. But I contacted them. I filled out all the stuff for a card, but I never received anything, so oh well. But that's other than just being cold and not really wanting to go outside, so I just kind of playing radio here, POTA and whatever else I can find to do. I started a little greenhouse just to experiment, see what happens inside here with some grow lights and whatnot, see what happens. Planted some tomato seeds just to see what happens. That's just showing you on board. I got a heated barn once. I have a project going on up there, but it was just so cold I hate heating it up. It usually stays above freezing, but with the temperature getting so low, I had to go up and turn the heater on once or twice a day just to warm it up, get it up to temperature, and turn everything off again so nothing freezes out there on me. But that's about it for this round. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, I try to. I remember hearing about that. I'm not sure which entity that was that they had so many problems. And these entities. I mean, by the time you try to get clearance to get a call sign, and then clearance to get on the entity, or the island, or whatever it is, it's pretty crazy. That's why I found these the Secchio guys, the KP5 guys, so interesting. All the hard work that they've done. And okay, on the QSL card, that's kind of frustrating. I don't know how many never came back. I don't know. Maybe it's something I did. Maybe didn't send enough money. I guess I don't know. One thing I do like about ClubLog is they have that QRS service. And generally, if the entity subscribes to the service, you could just go through ClubLog. Then you go through PayPal, and that's like maybe five, sometimes $6 to get a QSL card. But most of the time, you instantly go on Logbook of the World, and usually you'll get a QSL card, and it's probably only $1 or $2 more than addressing an envelope with postage, and then getting a return envelope and putting postage on it. So that's really what I like about ClubLog. Okay, fine business on everything with that. Bob, I need to quit talking and get back to the net here. One last call. We're at the end of the first round. Does anyone like to join us? Please call.